4月16日 ,EMS 举办网上简报会，主题是 Medi-Cal 重新确定后的影响，加州人如何更新保险。一年前，加州医疗保健服务部 DHCS 启动了一项联邦政府要求加州必须实施的年度计划，以重新确定 Medi-Cal 医疗补助资格。加州三分之一的居民参加了 Medi-Cal， 该州的目标是在许多其他州利用大放松来清除其医疗补助名单时，尽可能让更多的人能够保留他们在医疗补助计划中的资格。
The Affordable Care Act, and California was able to renew and is continuing to renew close to 15 million Medi-Cal members across the state. Month 11 and 12 will be the last 2 months of the unwinding. And I'm happy to share California has learned quite a bit through the unwinding. In December,we were able to take up additional federal flexibilities to really help California, our members, go through the Medi-Cal renewal process much easier. And the systems that we were able to use, many of you may know this as like the Benefits Cal, CoverCA.com, where our members go and actually do and process the online renewals online. We were able to automate a lot of those policies in the system so that it's more streamlined for our members and more efficient.
在本次简报会上， DHCS 专家分享有关重新确定如何影响 Medi-Cal 注册人数的数据，以及 Medi-Cal 继续下去的计划。洛杉矶县是加州 Medi-Cal 投保人数最多的县，该县一家健康诊所的主任介绍了该诊所为帮助符合条件的受益人继续参加 Medi-Cal 并在退出后重新参保所做的努力。还有两位参保者分享了他们的家庭失去 Medi-Cal 后重新登记后获得健保的感受。
Medi-Cal is definitely playing a very important role in California and in the healthcare system. And I think we are moving towards universal healthcare coverage. But as we expand the accessibility of Medi-Cal, we want to make sure that
这一年来的数据和反馈将用于优化未来的政策的制定与决策，以实现全州健康保险覆盖的最大化，逐步达到加州全民健保的目标。加州公共健康部门及社区这一年来的努力，展示了他们对公共健康责任的坚持，并为其他州提供了有益的借鉴。